算是你不知的爱，主的智慧没法可测透，漫游到不可与你相比，
君尊
君尊也永远属你，全能主今我是立向你，全心敬叹是立赞美，颂扬声归于配得的你，尽献倾望向你。
我唱最后一次，但我不知道你惯不惯呢，一起举你的手敬拜主好吗？
漫游到不可与你相比，你真高超奇妙，耶稣亮丽远超于言辞，
更
非俗世所知，不可计算是你不知的爱，主的智慧没法可测透，漫游到不可与你相比，君尊也永远属你，
全能主，
全能主今我是立向你，
全心
全心敬叹是立赞美，
颂扬声
颂扬声归于配得的你，尽献倾望向你，全能主今我是立向你，全心敬叹是立赞美，颂扬声归于配得的你，尽献倾望向你，
尽献倾望向你，
尽献倾望向你，
尽献
尽献倾望向你。
我一齐祈祷。
Amen. 天父，我们要感谢赞美你，因为万有都是你的。
Yes.
我们多谢你爱我们，你一路的看顾和供应我们，让我们一无所缺。我们献上感恩。今天我们献上这个金钱，我们表示你的去对你一个回应。愿你亲自悦纳我们这个奉献的心，和使用这个金钱，让更多人能够认识你的救恩，得着这个福气。我们多谢天父听我们的祷告，奉耶稣名求，
阿们
阿们。
咁我哋可以打开圣经，我哋睇希伯来书十三章。Let's turn our Bibles to look at Hebrews chapter 13. 我哋上个星期睇第一节至到第六节，今日我哋会继续睇第七节至到十四。Last week we looked at verses 1 to 6 in chapter 13, and this week we're going to continue on in 7 to 14. 有几个男仔咧，就喺咖啡室里边饮咖啡，讨论下女仔。你知道男仔坐埋多数系讲女仔，系咪 ？There's a bunch of guys in a coffee shop sitting around talking about girls. And that's usually what guys do, right? And 咁啊，其中一个话咧，即系我唔明白女仔时时改变主意。And one of the guys said, "I don't understand why ladies always keep changing their mind." 跟住另一位话系啊，我太太成日都改变主意，问佢去边度食饭咧，佢话冇所。And another guy said, "Yeah, me too. You know, my wife, she always changes her mind. I ask her where she wants to go to eat, and she says, 'I don't care.'" 当我提出一个地方，佢话唔好去嗰度啊。But then when I suggest we go someplace, she says, "Don't go there."、 成日改变主意。另一个男仔佢话：，男女有别啊，男仔同埋女仔嘅分别系点样 ？Another guy said, you know, guys and girls are different, you know, and the difference is like this. 男仔朝早起身啊，着衫咧就系求其拿件衫嚟着，女仔拣嚟拣去着边件。And the guy said, you know, guys when they get up in the morning, they just pull anything out of the closet and put it on. But girls, you know, when they want to get dressed, you know, they choose, you know, very carefully.And this one or that one or this one or that one. 其实呢啲讲笑话啫，咁啊，其实可能系女仔唔明白男仔成日改变主意，系咪？That's just all in fun. It's probably the other way around that ladies don't understand why guys keep changing their mind, right? 其实我哋个个都会时时改变。Actually, all of us are constantly changing. 今日话我爱你，听日话唔爱你。You know, maybe today I say I love you, and tomorrow I say I don't love you. 有啲人嘅变化咧，好似情绪或者脾气咧，就系按照天气变。Some people, you know, their emotions and their attitude changes like the weather. 所以做佢啲朋友咧，就好似过山车咧，今日好，听日唔好，睇点样上上落落，上上落落。So if you're a friend with one of these guys, you know, it's a roller coaster ride, you know, good today, bad tomorrow, good today, bad tomorrow. 我哋时时都有变，今日唔系讲男女有别，但我哋讲改变。We're not talking about guys, the difference between guys and girls this morning, we're going to be talking about change. 因为我哋人就会改变，但系神就冇改变。Because people change, but God never changes. 耶稣系永不改变嘅。Jesus never changes. 我哋信耶稣，我哋相信耶稣系不改变嘅神。And we believe that Jesus is the God that never changes. 如果你认识摩门教咧，摩门教就系一个好特别嘅宗教，系一个异端嚟嘅。If you understand anything about the Mormons, it's a very special religion. Actually, they're a cult. 咁啊，摩门教咧就系有个俗称就系时时改变嘅宗教。And there's a you can give the nickname to the Mormon Church. It's a constantly changing church. 因为佢有新启示就会完全改变佢嘅立场睇法。Because whenever they have a new doctrine or a new revelation, then they change their whole church doctrine. 佢系可能今日嘅摩门教同五年前、十年前嘅摩门教完全唔一样。You could say that maybe the Mormon church today is very different from 5 years ago or 10 years ago. 因为佢不停改变，但我哋嘅耶稣系永不改变。They keep changing, but our Jesus Christ never changes. He always stays the same. 我们在第七节提到十四节，好吗？Let's look at verse 7 to verse 14. 从前引导你们全神之道给我们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。耶稣基督昨日、今日、一直到永远是一样的。你们不要被那诸般怪异的教训勾引了去，因为人心靠恩德坚固脆是好的，并不是靠饮食。那在饮食上专心的，从来没有得着益处。我们有一祭坛，上面的祭物是那些在帐幕中供职的人不可同吃的。原来牲畜的血被大祭司带入圣所作赎罪祭，牲畜的身子被烧在外面，所以耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也就在门外受苦。这样我们也当出到外营，就了他去，忍受他所受的凌辱。我们在这里没有常存的城，乃是寻求那将来的城。一起低头祈祷。 Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，今天我们可以看到你是昨日今日直到永远的真神，是不改变的主。所以我们愿意你今天由你的圣灵向我们讲说话，求你浇灌在我们当中，是让我们可以更加去领受到你今天跟我们讲的说话。我们将以下的时间交托在你手里面，多谢主，听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。今天我们看耶稣是永不改变的。And our title this morning is Jesus Never Changes. 因为我们知道这个第八节呢就是很 有名，很多人会识背。You know, verse 8 is very popular. I think many of you probably even have it memorized. 耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. 耶稣是永不改变的主。And Jesus is the God that never changes. 讲我们讲到不改变呢，就是不是讲负面那方面，是讲正面。When we say that Jesus doesn't change, we're not talking in a negative way, we're talking in a positive way. 如果讲负面的不改变呢，什么意思？ If I say a negative meaning, what does that mean? 你有没有听人讲死性不改？Have you ever heard people say, oh, you're always the same, you never change, man? 通常是负面，因为你是个坏脾气，你的不好的习惯，是不是？ And usually if somebody says that about you, it's because, you know, you're doing bad stuff, you know, you got a bad temper, you got some bad habit, you know. 有时人说，你好眼镜，你永远不变啊。And they say, well, you're so stubborn, you never change, you know. 你是负面的东西，是不是？That's negative aspect of never changing. 我们人呢，是因为我们有罪呢，有软弱啊，有困难呢，所以我们是需要改变。You know, because we have sin, we have weakness, we have difficulties, we need to change. 我们人呢，就是要成长。We need to grow up. 我们需要是成熟的。We need to mature.所以我们是人是需要改变，我们需要放低我们的坏习惯。 And we need to get rid of our bad habits, we need to change. 但是耶稣呢，是不是这样？ Is Jesus like that? 耶稣是完美完全， Jesus is perfect. 如果你是完全完美，需不需改变呢？ And if you're perfect, you need to change? 你已经是完美嘛，You are already obtained. You're already there. 耶稣呢就是不单止是完美，耶稣是有完全的爱，是无限的爱，无比的爱来爱你。Not only is he perfect, but he has perfect love, endless love, and love that cannot compare to any other. 耶稣是这个的有是无罪的。Jesus doesn't have sin. 因为他没有罪呢，他是不需要成长。And because he doesn't have sin, he doesn't have to mature. 他神已经是这个无穷智慧知识。And God has unlimited wisdom and knowledge. 所以神呢，已经是这么好，他是不需要改变。And so God is already so wonderful and so great, He doesn't need to change. 所以我们讲到神不改变呢，是好事的。And so when we say that God is never changing, it's a good thing. 你不改就不好的，你是要改的。For you to not change is not good, you need to change. 我需要改，你不信，你问我太太，她经常说我要改变呢。I need to change, if you don't believe me, ask my wife. She'll probably tell you, I need not things I need to change.是吧？但是耶稣永不改变，是好的。But Jesus never changes, he's always the same, and that's good. 我们接受耶稣呢，就是可以肯定我们接受这个今日的耶稣，就是2000年前那位耶稣。You know, when we accept the Lord today, we can believe that he's the same Lord that walked on this earth 2,000 years ago. 我要解释是希伯来书为什么在这里会讲到这一句的耶稣不改变。 I need to explain why it says here in chapter 13 of Hebrews does it say that Jesus never changes, that he's the same. 是因为希伯来书整本书呢就写给信着耶稣的犹太人。 Because the book of Hebrews was written to Jewish people that received Jesus.所以他是信耶稣，他是放弃犹太教的，又脱离不再拜偶，不再拜献祭在圣殿里面。 And so when the Jewish people, they became Christians, they turned away from the customs of the Jewish faith, they stopped making sacrifice in the temple, 他不再遵守这个律法的， and they stopped following the law,他是相信耶稣是弥赛亚，相信耶稣死而复活的，是属他罪。 And they believed that Jesus was God, that he died on the cross, he rose from the dead, and he's the Messiah. 但信耶稣一段时间之后，有些其他的犹太人来跟他说，喂，你们虽然信耶稣，你都要遵守律法，你要献祭。 But after they became Christians for a while, then other Jews came and started telling them, hey, although you're a Christian, you still have to make sacrifice, you still have to follow and obey the law. 于是开始混乱的。跟住呢，他就要知道应该怎么做的。所以希伯来书这个作者，他写这本书就告诉他，不需要回去犹太教，不需要守这些规矩，不需要献祭，你要专心去信耶稣。 And so the meaning of the book of Hebrews is telling them, you don't have to go back into Judaism, you don't have to follow the law, you don't have to make sacrifice, just follow the Lord. 所以我们看整本希伯来书，我们看到耶稣超过一切。 So as we're studying the book of Hebrews, we see that Jesus is aAbove all, 耶稣就是我们的最终的献祭， and Jesus is our ultimate sacrifice. 我们看到耶稣呢，就是完成救恩， and we saw how Jesus fulfilled everything that needs to be done for salvation. 跟着我们看到耶稣昨日、今日永远不改变， and now we see that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.我小的时候呢，我信耶稣之前呢，我是嬉皮士，又是吸毒者。 Before I was a Christian, when I was young, you know, I was a drug addict, I was a hippie kind of guy. 当时我们很多人呢，就是反对我们父母的宗教，因为我们当时我们父母那代呢，是有名无实的基督教。At that time, many people in my generation in the United States, we rebelled against our parents' religion. At that time, many of our parents were name-only Christians. 所以我们经常跟他说，你的宗教这么落后，现在不合适。 And so we used to tell our parents, you know, your religion is...outdated, you know, it's old-fashioned, it's not applicable to today. Thank you. 你会不会觉得基督教是落后啊？过时啊？ Have you ever thought that Christian, being a Christian, is outdated? It's not in fashion? 不适合这个社会? Have you ever thought it's not appropriate for this society?是只是适合，可能我们是这个中方，是中国人的地方，是适合西方，不合我们使的。 Maybe you think, you know, we're Chinese here, this is Asia, it's only, Christianity is only good in the United States or in the West. 我告诉你，耶稣昨日、今日、直到永远是一样的，无论是什么年代，无论是什么环境，无论是什么文化，耶稣都是主。 Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever. It doesn't matter whatThe year is, what the time in history, or what the culture is, Jesus is Lord, and He's the same.
我们在这个希伯来书见到他呢，就有些假师傅传些不好的道理给希伯来，那些信了主的希伯来人。
Here in this book of Hebrews, we see these false teachers coming and giving these false doctrines to these Hebrew Christians.
他是断章取义，弯曲圣经，弯曲真理。
They're taking things out of context. They were twisting it and messing up the doctrine of the church.
今时今日都有好多人系咁样做。
And even today we see the same thing happening. 今日有好多人话有新嘅奥秘，系神俾我哋新嘅启示。And even today, people come and they say, hey, there's a new doctrine. God's given us new revelation. 可能他觉得即神是现在给你新的启示，我们圣经没有讲，所以你不用看圣经找到根据的，是圣灵现在做新事物。You know, and they come and they say, hey, God wants to do a new work and it's not in the Bible, so don't look in the Bible for any proof about it, but God wants to do a new work among you.你千祈冇听佢讲呢啲假嘅异端嘅道理。Don't listen to them. That's false teaching. That's cultism. 耶稣昨日、今日、永远不更改。Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he doesn't change. 神唔会打自己嘴巴。God's not going to hit his own mouth. That's a Chinese expression. 即意思就系话，神唔会。今日讲一样嘢，听日讲相反嘅。What it means is that he's not going to say something today and then tomorrow say the opposite. 所以我哋知道二千年前喺圣经里边讲嘅，就系今日都系一样嘅。And so what he said 2,000 years ago in the Bible, it's the same. It applies today. 神唔会互相矛盾嘅。God will not be in conflict with himself.所以我们知道他不改变的意思就是这个真理这本圣经 是一样啱使的。 And so we say that he doesn't change, that means that this Bible is the same and it doesn't change. 上个星期我们讲什么？上个星期讲要爱人，是不是？要宽恕得罪我们的人。Last week, what did we talk about? We talked about loving others, forgiving those who have come against us.要主动关心人。We talk about taking the initiative to care about other people. 这些真理是不会变的。These teachings never change. 其实做一个基督徒呢，不是复杂。You know, it's not hard to be a Christian. 因为圣经是简单的道理，我要简单跟随这个简单的真理。 And we need to just simply follow the simple teaching of Jesus. 耶稣的简单的真理就是什么？两样，爱神爱人。 And what is the simple teaching of Jesus? Love God and love other people, right? 很简单，不要搞得它很复杂。 Don't make it so complicated. 有些人搞得它很复杂的，但我们需要是保持做我们的责任，就是爱人爱神。 But you know, we don't need to make it so complicated. We just do our responsibility, and that's just loving people and loving God. 我听过人家说，我听过牧师，我小的时候回教会，现在我长大了，我不需要那些东西的。I've heard people come to me and say, Pastor, I went to church when I was young, but now I've grown up and I don't need that anymore. Huh? 我觉得耶稣是一样的。我小的时候我大了，他好像呢小孩子就是穿些衣服不合穿，就是剥了他找第二件，就是耶稣不合穿的。It's kind of like they think, you know, Jesus is like putting on a shirt, you know, when you're little and you grow up and it doesn't fit anymore, you take it off and you can't find another one. 我觉得不是，耶稣是昨日今日直到永远啱嘅，无论系咩年代，无论系咩阶段，耶稣都啱你用嘅。No matter what stage in life you are at today, Jesus is still appropriate for you. 我系十二三岁信耶稣，到而家53岁，我都觉得需要耶稣。I became a Christian when I was 12, 13 years old, and I'm 53 today, and I still need Jesus in my life.我永远不会是太老就不需要主的。 I don't think I'm going to get so old that I don't need him anymore. 我们是要跟从耶稣。在这里的是第七节，请你看第七节。 Look at verse 7 again. 从前引导你们全神的道给他们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。 Now, verse 7 is talking about the teachers that gave them the gospel. 这个第七节来讲，将福音给他的那些的教师。那我们知道初期教会那些教师是什么人呢？就是使徒。And in the first century, these teachers were the apostles. 所以是彼得、约翰、保罗、提摩太、西拉，或者跟保罗一起传道那些人、And so it had been Peter and John and Paul and the people that worked with Paul, like Timothy, Titus, Silas, 可能有雅各、犹大、maybe it was James and Jude. 这些是将福音给初期教会的人。And those are the teachers that brought the gospel to the early church. 这个第七节他引导你们将这个福音给你的，你要效法他的信心，还有留意他的结果。 It says they gently led you into the truth. You need to follow their example and you need to look at what happened. 那意思就是什么？就这班的将福音给你，他用以身作则，他初期教会的领袖全部为福音来殉道的。All of the early church leaders were martyred for their faith. They put their life on the line to give the gospel to people. 所以他的意思就是说，即不要只听这些假传道人的说话，你反而要看这些真的，即爱你的人，他为你舍己。And what it means is that don't look at the false teachers that are just trying to rip you off. Look at the true leaders that are giving their lives to teach you.是不是？其实我们看到一个人是真定假的教师呢，看他是不是为人舍命，舍命或者好像卡有个袋为人民服务。You can know if a guy is a true teacher or a false teacher by his life. Is he just teaching a bunch of stuff to rip you off? Or is he actually putting his life out to serve you? And Kyle has this bag and it says to serve the people, you know?我们每一个爱主应该是为人民服务，是不是？ All of us as Christians, that's what we should do. We should be serving the people. 可以从他的生命看得到他有没有做到这件事。那有些人觉得基督教 太简单，就要搞得很复杂的。Some people think that Christianity is too simple and want to make it complicated. 他觉得要搞得很多很多的奥秘。They think you gotta make all these mysteries, you know. 就是用理性的问题、逻辑思维、深奥的哲学。And maybe get all these rational ideas or logical opinions and then get all this complicated philosophy. 不是，基督教不是复杂，是简单。Christianity shouldn't be complicated, it should be simple. 连我小朋友都可以信， even the young children can understand it. 但是谁教呢？就看到他的生命，你可以判断他真定假。But when they teach, you can look at their life to see if they're teaching the truth or not. 你看第九节， look at verse 9. 你们不要被那诸般怪异的教导勾引了去，因为人心靠恩德坚固才是好的，并不是靠饮食。那在饮食上专心的，从来没有得着益处。那第七节和第九节做一个对比， Verse 7 and verse 9 are like in contrast to each other. 第七节那些真的传道人引导你，第九节的假传道人就勾引你。 In verse 7 the true teachers, they're guiding you into the truth. And in verse 9 the false teachers are hooking you. In Chinese it's hooking you into deception. 所以是一个对比，他用异端怪异的教导来勾人。 They're using strange teachings and doctrines to deceive and to suck you in to what they're trying to teach. 但我们是恩典上建立， But we are built on grace. 弟兄姊妹，这些怪异的教导是希伯来书那班信徒他面对什么怪异 的说话。 What is the strange doctrines that the people in the book of Hebrews are facing? 他是面对这个的、回去犹太教，回去 遵守規矩嘅。And they're facing the challenge to go back into Judaism and follow and obey the law. 你知道以色列人佢有好多飲食習慣係咪 ？And the Jewish people had all of these rules about food. 佢唔可以食豬肉 ，they couldn't eat pork. 佢唔可以食蝦蟹 ，they couldn't eat shrimp or lobster. 佢係好多嘢，佢唔可以飲奶同埋食牛扒同時間。You know, they can't have a glass of milk and eat a steak at the same time.因為佢驚你食嗰個牛扒咧，就係嗰個母牛嗰個牛奶個媽咪生出嚟嘅，所以係避免呢個唔可以一齊食嘅，黐線都唔得啊！ So they can't eat meat and drink milk dairy products at the same time for fear that you know the dairy product, the mother that gave the dairy product also gave birth to the cow that you're eating, and you're not allowed to do that, so you can't eat them at the same time at the same table. All these different laws 有好多呢啲嘅規矩。呢啲係飲食嘅規矩係咪 ？These are all food regulations. 但係呢度話唔係遵守呢啲，唔好俾佢勾引你嘅。We don't have to follow those. Don't be entrapped and enticed into these teachings. 但係今日都有好多人有一啲嘅飲食習慣嘅係咪 ？And even today, many of us have different eating habits. 有啲人中意長食齋嘅，有啲人中意食素嘅。Some people love to eat vegetarian food or lifetime of vegetarian diet. All right? 好，你中意食斋嘅，祝福你，但你唔好将你嗰个喜好、你嘅习惯强制要别人遵守。If you like to eat certain foods, you like to be a vegetarian, praise God, let God bless you in that. But don't force other people to follow what your personal belief and habit is.系咪？因为呢个系你个人嘅选择，个人嘅喜好。圣经冇咁嘅要求。That could be your personal preference and your habit, but the Bible doesn't have any specific teaching to make us do that. 有啲人觉得唔食肉系神圣啲嘅，系神喜欢啲嘅。Some people get this strange concept that you know, not eating meat, you know, is holy. You know, God likes it better. No, 圣经冇咁样讲嘅。圣经点讲？你睇罗马书十四章第二节至到第五节。What does the Bible say about it? You look in chapter 14 of the book of Romans, Romans 14 verse 2 to 5. 有人信百物都可吃，但那软弱的只吃蔬菜。吃的人不可轻看不吃的人，不吃的人不可论断吃的人，因为神已经收纳了他。他是谁啊？你是谁？竟论断别人的仆人呢？他或站着，或跌倒，自由他的主人在，而且他也必要站住，因为主能使他站住。有人看这日比那日强，有人看日日都是一样，只是各人心里要坚定。心里要意见坚定，跟住睇十七节 ，and look down at verse 17 of chapter 14 of Romans。因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中嘅喜乐。我好中意呢个经文。神的国不在乎吃喝 ，The kingdom of God is not eat and drink。But righteousness, peace, and the joy of the Holy Spirit. 只在乎公义、和平和圣灵中嘅喜乐。我哋信耶稣，爱神爱人，有公义、有和平、有圣灵中嘅喜乐，已经咁简单，唔使搞到咁复杂。You know, we believe in Jesus, we've got the joy, the peace, the righteousness of God, and we've got the Holy Spirit. That's all, you know, we love God, we love others' people. 所以我哋信耶稣唔好搞到咁复杂，唔好搞到咁死板。So when you follow Jesus, don't make it complicated, don't make it so difficult. 但係今日呢，都有人係好注重飲食㗎嘛。But even today, there are people that still put an emphasis on food.嗱，我哋唔係講人壞話，不過大家要知道安息日會即係氹仔三肉啊， 佢系遵守旧约圣经嘅规矩。We don't want to talk bad about other people, but you need to know that Seventh-day Adventists, the church and the school in Taipa, you know, they follow the Old Testament rules. 佢要遵守猶太人嗰啲規矩, and they need to follow the regulations of the Jewish people. 佢冇得獻祭, 但佢會係星期六進崇拜。佢話我哋喺星期日崇拜係唔啱嘅。They need to worship God on the Sabbath, which is Saturday, and they say that us worshiping today is wrong. 佢又唔會食豬肉，唔可以食蝦蟹， and they won't eat pork and lobster and crab and all that good stuff. 我係唔食蝦蟹，以前食得，而家唔食得，點解呢？因為敏感。I used to eat crab and all that stuff, but now I can't eat it because I'm allergic to it. 但唔係一個宗教嘅原因。摩門教呢，佢有飲食習慣喎。The Mormon cult, they've got their food regulations. 如果你摩門教徒呢，唔准飲咖啡，唔可以飲可樂，唔可以飲茶。Mormons can't drink tea, coffee, or coke. 有咖啡因嘅飲料呢，唔准飲嘅。Anything with caffeine in it, you cannot drink it.Oh, 我做唔到摩門教徒，因為我好中意飲咖啡。I cannot be a Mormon because I love to drink coffee. 我以前聽過，我唔知係唔係嘅歐洲嘅信徒覺得美國嘅信徒係唔啱，因為美國信徒個個都飲咖啡。I've heard this said. I don't know if it's true or not, but the Christians in Europe think that American North American Christians are wrong because most North American Christians drink coffee.咁美国嘅信徒好多觉得欧洲嘅信徒唔啱，因为大部分嘅欧洲信徒饮酒。And most North American Christians think that European Christians are wrong because most European Christians drink wine. 咁佢饮酒，但系唔会饮醉，但系佢会饮酒。啊，咁边个啱边个错呢 ？And who's right and who's wrong？ 圣经话唔系在乎饮食嘅。The Bible said, it's not about food and drink. 是关乎爱神爱人。It's about loving God and loving others. 是吧？喝酒不是醉，喝醉酒才是喝醉。还有醉酒驾驶就是犯法。Drinking wine is not a sin. It's getting drunk on wine is a sin. And drunk driving is a criminal offense. So watch out. Look at verse 10 in Hebrews 13.
第10至14節, 这个是很复杂的一个经文。
It's a very complicated passage right here from verse 10 to 14.
我们有一祭坛，上面的祭物是那些在帐幕中共食的人不可同吃的，原来牲畜的血被大祭司带入圣所作赎罪祭，牲畜的身子被烧在营外，所以耶稣要用自己的血罪百姓成圣，也就是城门外受苦，这样你们也当出到营外，就了他去，忍受他所忍受的炼狱。我们这里本没有常存的圣，乃是寻求那将来的城。这段经文很复杂的，很难了解，但是简单有个意思。
This is a complicated passage. It's hard to understand, but it's got a basic meaning.
它意思就是犹太人就是强制这些信徒回到犹太教。
And it's talking about, you know, the Hebrews, the Jewish people are trying to get these converted Jews to come back into Judaism.
咁佢喺度话耶稣死喺十字架喺城外
，and Jesus was crucified outside the city of Jerusalem， 系咪？
佢由耶路撒冷行去各各他山上，系离开耶路撒冷城。
And Jesus was crucified. He went to the Mount of Golgotha outside the city gates.
嗰个犹太人话系城外嘅，营外嘅系污秽嘅。是不洁净 And according to the Jewish people, outside the city gates, that was unclean. It was unholy. 所以他祭司呢就在圣殿里面献血，跟着在营外呢烧那个献祭物。And so the priest would offer the blood of the sacrifice in the temple, but they would burn the sacrifice outside.
他简单的意思，他就想我们听，我们跟从耶稣，耶稣是被犹太人拒绝，是营外的、城外的，是污秽的，犹太人不接受，他被羞辱了，但我们是信耶稣，我要跟耶稣一起是受这个羞辱。
And so what he's meaning is that Jesus was crucified outside the city gates. According to Jewish teaching, he was unclean, unholy, and he was put to shame. But we follow Jesus. We need to be following him and put to shame with him.
他是离开犹太的城里边的，但耶稣的血是为我们赎罪。
But even though he was outside the city gates, his blood is sacrificed for all of our sins.
所以个意思就可能是一个很复杂的方法，就话佢听，你跟从耶稣，你已经是脱离了犹太教，唔好翻转头了。
And maybe it's a complicated way of saying, hey, you've already made the decision to follow Jesus.Keep following him. Don't go back into the city gates that you've already come out of. It's kind of a strange way of putting it. But
因为我们不是犹太人，觉得很复杂。
Maybe because we're not Jewish people, we think it's kind of difficult.
但是这个经文的中心就是第八节。
In this passage, the central focus is verse 8.
耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他是不改变的。He doesn't change. 他不改变，所以他都是圣爱的。He doesn't change. He's still outside the city gates. 他在犹太教以外的。He's outside of Judaism.
耶稣本性是不改变。His nature doesn't change.
他的原则不改变。His principles don't change.
他的旨意不改变。His will doesn't change.
他的计划不改变。His plan doesn't change.
神的应许不改变。His promises don't change.
他的道理教训不改变。
His teaching and doctrine doesn't change.
耶稣不改变。耶稣是真神。
Jesus doesn't change. He is God.
神是永恒的神。
God is the eternal God.
祂是没有办法改变的。你知道神是不改变的神。
You know that God is an unchanging God?
我有个经文想跟你分享，民数的23章19节。
There's a passage I want to share with you from Numbers chapter 23 verse 19.
神非人，必不自说谎，也非人子，必不自后悔。他说话岂不照着行呢？他发言岂不要成就呢？
God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and then not fulfill?
感谢主，神非人，神讲的是不会改变。我们信耶稣是安全，因为神不改变。
You know, it's safe to follow in Jesus because he doesn't change.
我们买货品是不安全，因为今天你买的货呢，可能用完想再买呢，已经不同了的。
You know, when we buy a product, it's not safe. Maybe you buy it and you've used it, you want to buy it again, you can't get the same thing.
是吗？好多时嘅出版商咧，佢做咗一批，第二批就唔一样嘅。
So often, you know, when the factories in China they make the product and they make a second batch, it's not the same.
譬如讲我哋呢个地板
，for example, this floor tile,
我哋铺咗呢个地板，咁有一两块烂咗，问师傅可唔可以换？师傅话可以换，不过
，you know, we've got a couple of our floor tiles that got cracked, and I ask her.Our contractor, can we change it? He said, yeah, we can change it, but...
跟住佢话，我哋嗰批已经卖咗成半年啦，你再买翻新嘅，我惊个色唔一样。
He said, you already bought this like 6 months ago, you buy a replacement, the color will be different. 保證唔到嘅質素，係咪 ？You can't keep the quality， 所以會變來變去。但係神話冇有冇變 ？Things change， but does God change？ 佢嘅質素係永遠一樣 ，His quality is always the same。神非人，唔會說謊。God is not a man; He doesn't lie。佢嘅说话唔会改变，即使呢本书所讲嘅说话，每一句系一啱嘅，系信得过。That means that every word in this book is you can trust it, you can believe it. It's not going to change. 神唔会后悔，人有后悔嘅。God does not repent. He's not sorry. We're sorry. 今日有人话我系宣誓结婚，我要爱你一生一世，系咪？Today people go on the wedding, you know, and they make an oath, I'm going to love you for the rest of my life until death do us part. 跟住一个月之后已经说我要离婚，我没办法忍受你。And then one month later, they say, I need a divorce, I can't live with you anymore. 是不是？人又后悔，是不是？我们可能讲错话就会后悔。We say things that we don't like, we're sorry for it. 神就不会后悔。你睇马拉基第三章第六节 ，Look at Malachi chapter 3 verse 6。马拉基第三章第六节话：因我耶和华是不改变的，所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。I the Lord do not change, so you, O descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed。点解我哋冇灭亡嘅？因为神不改变。Why are we still living? Because God doesn't change. 你明明咩意思？如果神改变咧，佢今日话我爱你，听日佢起身情绪唔好啊，岂由此你呢班罪人毁灭你？ You know, if God changes, He wakes up this morning and He says, "Oh, I love you, you're my precious people." And then tomorrow, his attitude changes. He gets up on the wrong side of the bed and he wakes up and he says, "Oh, you rotten sinners, I'm going to wipe you out." 神会不会这样说？ There's Malachi chapter 3 verse 6。神不是这样，他说我用永远的爱来爱你。God doesn't change, He says, I love you with an everlasting love. 是真的，他不会变的。That's true, it doesn't change. 他说你还作罪人的时候我爱你。He said, even while you were a sinner, while you were yet sinners, I still loved you.所以我们信耶稣很安全，是吧？ So believing in Jesus is safe, right? 因为神不会变，是我们变，神不变。It's us that changes, God never changes. 我们信祂是安全，祂不会改变，祂一定要做到祂所应许。God will never change, He must do what He's promised to do. 如果你看回希伯来书第六章十七节，If you look back in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 17 and 18, 照样神愿意为那承受应许的人额外显明他的旨意是不更改的，就起誓为证，藉着两个不更改的事，神决不能说谎。好叫我们这逃往避难所持定摆在面前指望的人可以大得勉励。你留意他讲明神的旨意是不更改的。 It says in verse 17 that God's will doesn't change. He doesn't change His will. 神是立定了做的事不会改变，他有两个不更改的事，他的应许和他的旨意是不会变。 And there are two things that are unchangeable, that's the will of God and the promise of God. 他讲到出来，他有这个旨意是要做，有这个计划他一定要做。 He's got that promise, He's got the will, He's going to do it and He will complete it.所以耶稣在这里面开始个善工，他要完成。 So God started a good work in you, He's going to complete it. 是吧？这个是肯定的。耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远是不改变。 Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever. He doesn't change. 神唔改变，佢嘅旨意唔改变，佢嘅本身唔改变。His will doesn't change, his personality doesn't change, his nature doesn't change。有人觉得耶稣来到世界的时候是变了个人，跟着死了之后就死了就回天家，就怎可以说他没有变。 Some people say, oh pastor you're wrong, you know, Jesus came to earth, he became a man, that means he changed, then he died, you know, and he went back to heaven, see he changed。 不是，他没有变，他是来世界之前是神，在世界上的时候是神，他回到天家都是神。No, he didn't change. Before he came to earth, he was God. He was God while he was on earth, and he was God when he went back to heaven. His nature did not change. 他的本性没有改变。他依然是神。He is still God. 他死了之后，这一千年他都是神。And after he died and rose from the dead, these 2,000 years, he is still God. 他没有变。我们一样可以信他。We can still trust in him.最后我讲两字经文，就是你不用翻睇，我读给你听。I'll share two passages with you. You don't have to turn to it, but I'll just read it to you. 耶稣在马太福音24:35讲：天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. Matthew 24:35. 耶稣讲明佢嘅说话唔会过去。这个天和地要变，太阳又 发出这个的、太阳粒子，早几天说怕电子失灵，是不是？ You know, the solar、flares that were happening a couple days ago, thought it would mess up the electronics around the world. Monday the sun's going to blow up. 有一天太阳会爆炸嘛。天地要废去，神的话不能废去。Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will not.你可以信靠他的说话。马太福音5:18 In Matthew 5:18 Jesus said, 我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都快去了，律法的一点一划也不能快去，都要成全。He said, even if heaven and earth pass away, not one tittle or one dot of the law will go unfulfilled.哇、wow, 这本书每一个细点神都要完成。Every minute detail that God has promised and said here is going to happen. 不会改变的。神是绝对真理。God is the truth, ultimate truth. 弟兄姊妹，我们现在世界人家觉得没有绝对真理。People in the world today don't believe in ultimate truth. 现代世界的人觉得是环境决定，时代决定。People in the world today think it's your environment that decides, it's your times that choose. 现在人人都是同居，人人都是未婚之前一起住的，有未婚妈咪，堕胎没所谓，或者不结婚生的都没所谓。Now everybody is living together, nobody's getting married, they're getting pregnant out of marriage and maybe getting abortions or maybe being a single parent. Everybody's doing it. 牧师，你教会太落后啊，要结婚先有。成关系的 Pastor, your church is too backwards, you know. You need to get married before you have sex. 对不起，真理是真理。谁定真理？是不是时间？是不是环境？是不是文化？ Who decides what is truth and what is right? Is it times? Is it culture? Is it the environment?是神决定真假。It's God that decides. 你知道现在我们有一些叫情景伦理。Now we live in a time of situation ethics. 情景伦理的意思就是说情景决定是对或者错。And situation ethics says it's the situation that decides if it was right or wrong. 另外有一个叫文化相对主义。And how about cultural relativism? relativism. 即是与这个情景伦理很相似的，就是说个文化决定在这里价值观这个是对定错。And cultural relativism is kind of like situation ethics. It says it's the culture that decides what's right or wrong. 这个文化呢就是喜欢吃人肉，在他的文化里面他没错咯。And then you've got a culture that loves to eat cannibals. They're cannibals and they say it's okay in their culture. 不是的。圣经里面神定什么对是普世性的。But the Bible says, no, it's God that decides for the whole world what is culturally right. 有没有听到功利主义？ How, have you ever heard of this? Ulterioralism? Ulterioralism, is that how you pronounce it? Ulterioralism. 功利主义的意思是为大众着想，牺牲一些无辜的人是应该的，为了大众的利益的。Ulterioralism says that to sacrifice a few innocent people for the benefit of the whole is the right decision. 即是说如果你刚刚才是那个无辜的人杀了你是没所谓，为大家着想。And that means that if you just happen to be that one innocent person to kill you for the rest of us, that's okay, that's the right thing to do. 这个就是我们现在港澳社区生活紧是功利主义的时代。You know, here in Macau and Hong Kong, we're living in ulterioralism society. 特别我们回归祖国，经常说为大家即是不用再说especially, you know, when being repatriated to the motherland, and they always say, you know, everybody, you know, just put up with it, you know, for the good of everybody. 即是人家说结果就是决定对与错。You know, they say the end justifies the means. 如果你翻译这个就有几个翻译，我不知道哪个好一点。目的来验证手段，或者目的不择手段。The end justifies the means. 即意思说如果结果好，无论是个过程不好，冷杀无辜，但你的结果是好的，那即是说你冷杀无辜都是好的。 And that means that no matter what you did to get to this end, even if you killed a lot of innocent people to get there, if the end is beneficial, then your whole way of doing it is good. 这些绝对不是神的真理的。 That is not what the Bible says. 真理是神定的。 The Bible tells us that Godsays what's right and wrong. 不是人的，不是我们的伦理的。 It's not man, it's not what we teach. 耶稣是不改变不更改的神。 Jesus never changes and his word never changes. 所以神的方法神的价值观是不改变。 So that means that God's will, his 价值观 values and morals never change.神的原则做人的原则都不变。 And that means that his principles don't change. 弟兄姊妹，你想得福，你想得到丰盛的生命，你按照神的原则，有神的价值观，你又有福气。 If you want to be blessed in your life today, you follow the principles in this word of God and you will be blessed. 你跟着世界那套东西来做呢，你得不到神的福气。And if you follow the world's way, you will not be blessed. 耶稣不改变，最后一点就是耶稣的能力是不变。And as we say that Jesus never changes, the last point I want to stress is his power never changes. 耶稣的权柄是不变， his authority never changes.耶稣以千年前在世界上行神迹奇事，是医病赶鬼，耶稣是不变。 2,000 years ago when Jesus walked this earth, he worked miracles, he cast out demons, and he healed the sick, and he doesn't change. 耶稣说将这个权柄给我们信他的人。 Jesus said he gave this authority to those of us who believe in him. 我们信靠耶稣可以按照耶稣的旨意一样 为病人祈祷，看神行神迹。And those of us who follow Jesus, we can do the same. We can pray for the sick and ask for God to heal them, and we can see God do miracles.
去年我哋买呢个教会嘅时候，我系神好似提醒我，神系一样不变嘅。
Last year when we bought this church, God reiterated to me again that He doesn't change.
因为喺澳门来咧，有时觉得喺外国神做嘅嘢咧，就系外国喺澳门唔可以嘅。在美国、英国、南非发生的事，澳门不会发生的。
And so, you know, after being in Macau for a long time, you get to this point, you think, hey, you know, it happens in the United States or in Europe or in South Africa or someplace else, but it's not going to happen in Macau.
韩国、新加坡好多事发生，但系澳门唔会嘅。
Maybe in Korea or Singapore, you know, God's doing great things, but not in Macau.
但去年我哋买咗呢个教会，睇到神做好多嘅神迹，神再提醒我话：白牧师你错咗，我系新加坡嘅神，我系澳门嘅神，我系南韩嘅神，我系美国嘅神，系不变嘅神。
God once again shook me up and said, "You're wrong, Pastor. I'm the same God of Singapore and South Korea and North America and Macau."I can do the same things in Macau that I do other places.
神的能力不变，
God's power never changes.
反而是我们变的。
It's us that changes.
我们要坚持信靠神的话语。
We need to stand firm on the word of God.
相信神是不变的神。
And believe that God is a God that doesn't change.
相信神是今天在我们当中一样要行祂的神迹奇事。
And believe that God today still wants to work miracles and do amazing things among us.
跟着看到神在我们澳门怎样影响澳门。
And then we see how God uses you to change Macau.
是不是？神是不变的神。感谢主。我们一起低头祈祷。
Let's pray.
天父，我们多谢你，今天你告诉我们，你是昨天今天直到永远一样的，你是不更改的。主，我们需要你这个不更改的能力在我们生命里面。主，我们知道你的说话，你的圣经是不更改，我们需要更加认识你的话语，更加是跟随你的话语，相信你的话语，扎实你的应许。主，我们需要你在我们当中再一次给我们是提醒，不是有新事物，不是有这些异端这些怪异的说话，但我们要坚守是你一路传落给我们你的话语，你的圣经。主，愿意我们可以站立得稳，依靠你，因为你才是有能力的。很多离游走的潮流兴的，就会是变来变去，但是主耶稣，你是永远不变的。主，我们不想做一个跟随潮流的基督徒，我要做一个站立得稳在磐石上的，依靠神永不变的真理的基督徒。求你帮助我们，多谢主听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求，愿神祝福你们，默祷之后散会。